Chapter 5. The Road to the White House. Barack Obama was now a qualified lawyer, and he went on to teach law at the University of Chicago Law School from 1992 until 2004. But he was also very interested in getting a top job in politics. So he decided to start a campaign to get into the US Congress. Congress is part of the US government, and it makes the laws for the country. It started in 1789 and has two houses, the House of Representatives and the United States Senate. The people in the Senate are called senators. There are 435 people in the House of Representatives and 100 people in the Senate. Each of the 50 states, meaning parts, in the USA, sends people to the House of Representatives. The bigger states send more people than the smaller states. But every state sends two senators to the Senate. Congress meets in the Capitol building on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., the most important city in the USA. Michelle wanted to help Barack with his campaign to get into Congress. But she was also worried about her young daughters, Malia and Sasha. Michelle was an excellent mother, and she wanted to be with Malia and Sasha and look after them. But after Barack started his campaign, Michelle had to do many things away from her children to help her husband. She had to work hard to get money for the campaign. She also had to meet important people and give interviews to the media. She did not really enjoy doing these things, but she liked visiting people and seeing inside their houses. In 1996, Barack became a senator in the Illinois Senate. But he still wanted to get into the US Congress. He started a campaign to get into the House of Representatives in 2000. He worked very hard at it, but he did not win. In 2002, he started another campaign. This time, things went better. In 2004, the people of Illinois chose Barack to go to the US Senate in Washington, D.C. After this, the lives of the Obama family had to change. Barack had to be in Washington, D.C. most of the time. But it was a long way from Chicago, about 700 miles by road, and so Barack could not come home to his family every day after work. Michelle did not want the family to go to Washington. She felt it was important for Malia and Sasha to stay in Chicago. They were still very young, and they did not know anybody in Washington. They might also not be happy at a new school with new people. So she decided it was best for Barack to go and live in Washington without his family. This meant that sometimes Michelle and the girls did not see Barack for weeks. But they talked on the phone a lot, and Barack visited them in Chicago as often as possible. Michelle was worried about her daughters. Michelle was a mother, but it was also important for her to keep working. When her younger daughter, Sasha, was only 4 months old, the University of Chicago Hospitals asked Michelle to go for a job interview. Michelle was very excited because this was a wonderful opportunity for her and she wanted the job very much. But she could not find anybody to look after Sasha while she was at the interview. So, she took Sasha with her, and Sasha slept in her car seat while the people interviewed Michelle. Michelle explained that her husband was away from home and she could not leave her baby. The people liked Michelle because she was honest with them. Michelle thought,
"Look, this is who I am. I've got a husband. He is away from home. I've got two little babies. They are the most important things in my life. If you want me to do the job, you have to pay me to do the job, and you have to allow me to do it when I can."
Michelle did well in the interview and got the job. She worked for the University of Chicago Hospitals for 7 years and became their vice president in 2005. Barack was also doing very well in his new life as a senator in Congress. He did many good things, and people liked him. In 2007, when Malia and Sasha were still under 10, he had a very important opportunity. He started a campaign for the top job in America. He wanted to be the President of the United States. Barack had to work very hard on his campaign to be president, and he needed Michelle to come to Washington, D.C. to help him. She agreed, but first Barack had to agree to do something for her. She said to him,
"I will help you, but you have to stop smoking if you win."
Barack agreed to stop smoking. So Michelle went to Washington, D.C. to be with him, while her mother looked after Malia and Sasha in Chicago. Michelle helped Barack in many ways, and she also became famous in America. People often saw her on the news or in interviews with the media. When people read about her or saw her on TV, they were often very surprised. She was strong and honest and had many of her own ideas. At the start of Barack's campaign, Michelle talked a lot about family and education. These things were very important to her, and she believed in them very much. She didn't want people to think about her as just the wife of Barack Obama. But by 2008, Michelle had no time for her own work. She once went to 33 places in 8 days to help Barack with his campaign. She also worked with famous TV people like Oprah Winfrey. Like Michelle, Oprah is a strong, intelligent African-American woman with many of her own ideas. Oprah had a TV program for 25 years, from 1986 to 2011, and some people have called her the Queen of All Media. Millions of people in the USA enjoyed watching Oprah's program every week. But not everybody was happy with Michelle. Some people in the media started to say and write bad things about her. They called her an angry black woman. These people said, "Michelle Obama is not interested in helping America. Other things are more important for her." Maybe these people were afraid of Michelle because she was very confident, honest, and intelligent. Some people were also more interested in Michelle's hair and clothes than her ideas. But Michelle was a strong woman, and she did not allow anyone to make her feel bad. She said, "When someone is not kind, you don't act in the same way. When they go low, we go high." In the summer of 2008, the media started to say kinder things about Michelle. She did many interviews on TV programs and on the evening news. More and more people listened to her ideas and began to understand her better. Michelle worked hard to help Obama with his campaign.